It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Watch your back. I know if I was on a bicycle trying to get motivated, a little Van Halen would do it every time.
Listen, you hit this. You got right to this '80s child's heart. But we got to add something to that. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins on the campaign trail. You got to add in SoulCycle in Georgetown, Griff Jenkins, just to prove my undying commitment to the greatest radio show in the country. And by the way, I could probably use a shot of that Four Roses bourbon at this point because I just 60 seconds ago finished one of the hardest hour-long SoulCycle classes ever. Now, SoulCycle gets a little bit, thank you, applause, please be seated. SoulCycle is like a spin class. There's a lot of different versions.
It's hard.
This one's popular on the East Coast, but they just pump music. My trainer, Kristen Gaines, we call her KG, she also teaches, by the way, full disclosure, I'm giving secrets, Doug Imhoff, the second gentleman, will occasionally come and ride KG's class. He wasn't in there today. He's probably on the campaign trail, but I digress from the politics of the day. I'm not until the late shift tonight, so you'll see me probably later tonight on the primetime, but I had the morning off, a little soul cycle, trying to keep the blood flowing and the heart healthy, and I was like, man, I'm not missing the Mark Cox radio show calling the Mark and Kim.
Good for you, Griff, because you never know when you're going to like get to call at the last minute and then have to go fill in for Fox and Friends first. We know you were in there for Pyro earlier this week. You did a great job.
Thank you. Much appreciated, and they got me, I think I drew the short straw, or I did something I wasn't aware of, because I'm going to be the 4 a.m. reporter next Monday on Labor Day, in case anyone's up, and the like. But, you know, you just got to go, as a surfer, you just got to go with the flow.
Your Fox News is MVP, Griff.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. If only one person thinks it, I'll take it to the bank.
That's great. You know, we were talking with Shannon Bream earlier about the fact that I don't know what information we're going to glean out of the CNN interview today. I don't know how hard they're going to be on her. But instead of releasing a platform or policy positions, she's having her campaign dribble things out through back doors to reporters who then go on the air and claim, well, she's for this, she's changed her mind on that. Why are they doing this, Griff?
So I don't know. And everyone's fully aware of, like, my gosh, no one knows what the heck this woman thinks, and it's, you know, 70 days until the election or whatever it is. But I give a contrarian view, and that is, I think possibly, and again, this is just my analysis of it based on nothing, but I think that they identified Team Harris, Obama, Biden, whatever they are. I think they identified that no one in the country really knew who Harris was. And that's not untypical to anybody's vice president, to be fair. But no one knew who she was. And they're trying to do this reset. They know she staked out very left progressive politics and positions, getting rid of ICE and fracking and all the like as a senator. And so they had to walk that back. So their goal was just to give this, like, platitude-heavy speech to introduce her so that people in battleground states that don't know who the heck she was, like, huh, she's kind of interesting. I want to know more. And I think to a certain extent that may have actually worked. It worked on my brother, who is a non-political animal, votes both ways in any given, you know, whichever way the wind's blowing. He's a businessman, first and foremost, doesn't follow politics as close as you and I do. But, you know, he was like, yeah, I kind of want to know more about her. So that won, let's say, the first round to get the interest. The problem now with the strategy is that now that everyone's paying attention, now no one who may think they like her has no idea what the hell she believes. And so I think that, you know, even though I understand you're bringing in Coach Walls to be your buffer so that once Dana Bash, and I know Dana Bash pretty well personally, she's got a lot of political acumen. She's got her chops. So it has the potential to be a very difficult interview for Harris, particularly on things like the border. But, you know, having him step in and say, oh, Dana, and try and run interference really is going to do her a disservice potentially, because then we won't really find out what she thinks if you continue to block it. And I think their first, just to summarize, their first goal, I think they achieved actually pretty well. It's just if they fail the second goal and no one knows where she stands, they're not going to be able to identify or disidentify with her position.
You've done some obviously pretty high-profile interviews, Griff. And just, Mark, you and I, having worked in TV news, we know people will try to submit questions to us. And, of course, as a journalist, you can say, that's not how it works. You know, I come up with the questions on my own, and you answer them. How likely is it, you think, that the Kamala Harris campaign sent over a list of questions to CNN, trying to get them to agree to those?
Well, I mean, I would be very surprised. And again, I'm kind of sticking up for her because I know her, Dana Bash. And remember, you know, we've seen her do good interviews in the past. But I don't think she would in any way give questions. We're not in a Donna Brazil situation here. And I think that, you know, as you know, and a lot of times when you're going to do a big interview, the people of the interviewee team, in this case, Harris' team, will say, can you give us an idea of what you want to talk about? And you can say, well, I'm going to ask her about the economy. I'm going to ask her about the border. I'm going to ask her about energy policy. I'm going to, you know, you can tell her what the subjects are, but that's kind of common sense anyway. So yeah. I would be surprised if there's any questions out there. If there was something that, you know, was particularly, maybe unknown, like if you'd come to some, you know, reporting this morning that no one's heard of, you could possibly say, listen, we're reporting this morning, you know, this difficult subject, and we'll have a question about that. You know, that's maybe a courtesy. But at the end of the day, I don't think there's anything that Dana Bash is going to ask Kamala Harris about that she hasn't already been familiar with and should have an answer for it.
Or she could call her, you know, her lifeline, who will be sitting next to her, right? Because that's why he's there. Let's just face it. I don't know.
Phone a friend?
Phone a friend. Yeah, I'll
pull the audience,
phone a friend,
please.
Lifeline.
I'll be watching very. I'll watch it closely to see if I can tell that it was edited. And like I said to Shannon, I think they need to be very clear up front about how much, if anything, was edited out of the interview.
Well, yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I'll leave you with this. And that is, if I got one question, I would say Griff Jenkins' question is, Madam Vice President, why are you restarting the CHNV, Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, Venezuelan legal pathway program of bringing migrants into the country when we just had Corey Alvarez, a Venezuelan, that raped a 15-year-old girl in a Massachusetts hotel? Then the program is riddled with fraud. Why are you, as the sitting president, going to restart the program when there's more than 400,000 here that potentially could pose a threat to the country? And what would you do as president to stop it? And that pins her as her current job and the job she's seeking to get.
That's a great point. Hey, buddy, we appreciate you taking time, your sweat-soaked self, to get on the phone with us and talk about your soul cycling this morning.
You bet. And next time you're in D.C., I'm going to bring you guys to Soul Cycle, put you on a bike. You're going to be tapping it back and sweating to the best of them.
Yeah, maybe the first gentleman will be there. Who knows? Or the second gentleman.
Bring the Four Roses bourbon.
I'll do it, Griff. Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Yep, talk to you next week. We appreciate that. He's just so down to earth. I love having Griff on here.
I'm impressed he wasn't out of breath. Those cycling classes are hard.
Tough. And they're like drill instructors on those bicycles, which some of us need, right? Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.